Coast Radio News for Friday, August 27, 2021. I'm George Henry. Cases of COVID-19 continue to be added to the Florence total. Six more cases were added yesterday, and there have been 87 cases in the last 2 weeks. The rise in cases here and around the state is largely among the unvaccinated population. However, in the past week, the Oregon Health Authority is reporting that more of the positive results are now coming from breakthrough cases. There have been 1,739 breakthrough cases out of the 14,523 positive tests last week, accounting for 12% of new cases. Breakthrough cases were believed to be in the 3 to 5% range initially. All 36 counties have reported breakthrough cases. What the Oregon Health Authority is seeing, though, is a low rate of hospitalizations for those cases. Less than 100 individuals with breakthrough cases had to be hospitalized. And overall, yesterday, there were only 5 new hospitalizations recorded in the state, the lowest daily number in weeks. New COVID-19 cases statewide yesterday were 2,057. The Oregon Health Authority, at the direction of Governor Kate Brown, on Wednesday released more information regarding the required vaccination of K-12 staff and healthcare workers. Now that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved by the FDA, the hard date for individuals needing to be vaccinated is October 18th. Individuals must be fully vaccinated and provide their employer, school, or responsible party with proof of vaccination. It's not clear whether the drop in demand for gasoline is part of the waning summer activities or the latest surge in COVID-19 cases, but either way, it's causing the industry to put the brakes on price increases, according to Marie Dodds with AAA. Dodds says the prices are dropping slightly as we inch toward the Labor Day weekend. Oregon prices are down a penny, and nationwide prices have dipped 3 cents on average. Prices in Florence have been pretty steady at $3.65 a gallon. Prices ranging in Florence are between $3.59 and $3.69 a gallon. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, August 27, 2021.